Episode 81, The Holy War. While Diabolus and his Diabolonians at Hellgate Hill were plotting their next attack, we learned the origins of the doubters, and we also began hearing about the Blood Men. The Blood Men are a people who have their name derived from the extreme sinfulness of their nature and from the fury that is in them to execute it upon the town of Mansoul. Their land lies under the Dog Star, and by that they are governed according to their intellects. The name of their country is the province of Loathgood. The remote parts of it are far distant from the land of doubting, yet they are adjacent to the hill called Hellgate Hill. These people are always aligned with the doubters, for together they cause the men of the town of Mansoul to question their faith and fidelity. So are both alike qualified for the service of their prince. Now, by the beating of his drum, Diabolus formed another army from these two countries to rise against the town of Mansoul, an army of 25,000 strong. There were 10,000 doubters and 15,000 blood men, and they were put under several captains for the war. Old Incredulity was once again made general of the army. As for the doubters, their captains were five of the seven who were heads of the last Diabolonian army. These were their names: Captain Beelzebub, Captain Lucifer, Captain Apollyon, Captain Legion, and Captain Cerberus. Some of the captains they had before were made lieutenants and some ensigns of the army. But in this expedition of his, Diabolus did not count that these doubters would prove his principal men, for their manhood had been tried before. Moreover, the Mansoulians had put them to the worst. He only brought them to increase the number and to help in a pinch if needed. Instead, he trusted in his blood men, for they were all rugged villains, and he knew that they had done skillful feats in the past. As for the blood men, they were also under command. The names of their captains were Captain Cain, Captain Nimrod, Captain Ishmael, Captain Esau, Captain Saul, Captain Absalom, Captain Judas, and Captain Pope. I know, Captain Pope is one of my favorites too. Captain Cain was over two bands, namely the zealous and angry blood men. His standard bearer bore the red colors, and his shield was the murdering club. Captain Nimrod was captain over two bands, namely the tyrannical and encroaching blood men. His standard bearer bore the red colors, and his shield was the great bloodhound. Number three, Captain Ishmael was captain over two bands, namely the mocking and scorning blood men. His standard bearer bore the red colors, and his shield was one mocking Abraham's Isaac. Number four, Captain Esau was captain over two bands, namely the blood men who complained that another should have the blessing, as well as being over the blood men who executed their private revenge upon others. His standard bearer bore the red colors, and his shield was one privately lurking to murder Jacob. Number five, Captain Saul was captain over two bands, namely the groundlessly jealous and the devilishly furious blood men. His standard bearer bore the red colors, and his shield was three bloody darts cast at harmless David. Number six, Captain Absalom was captain over two bands, namely over the blood men who will kill a father or a friend for the glory of this world, as well as over those blood men who flatter with words until they can pierce others with their swords. His standard bearer bore the red colors, and his shield was the son pursuing the father's blood. Number seven, Captain Judas was over two bands, namely the blood men who sell a man's life for money, and also those blood men who betray their friend with a kiss. His standard bearer bore the red colors, and his shield was 30 pieces of silver and the hangman's rope. Number 8, Captain Pope was captain over one band, for all these spirits are joined in one under him. His standard bearer bore the red colors, and his shield was the stake, the flame, and the good man in it. The reason Diabolus rallied another force so soon after he had been beaten in the field was because he placed such mighty confidence in this army of blood men. He placed a great deal more trust in them than he ever had in his army of doubters, even though they had often done great service for him in strengthening him in his kingdom. But these blood men, he had proven them often, and their swords seldom returned empty. Besides, he knew that these, like mastiffs, would fasten upon anyone, upon father, mother, brother, sister, prince, or governor, yes, even upon the prince of princes himself. And what encouraged him even more was that they once forced Emmanuel out of the kingdom of the universe. And why, he thought, may they not also drive him from the town of Mansoul? So this army of 25,000 strong was by their general, the great Lord Incredulity, led up against the town of Mansoul. Now, Mr. Prywell, the scoutmaster general, had himself gone out to spy, and he brought Mansoul tidings of their coming. Therefore, they shut up their gates and put themselves in a posture of defense against these new Diabolonians coming up against the town. So Diabolus brought up his army and besieged the town of Mansoul. The doubters were placed about field gate, and the blood men were set before eye gate and ear gate. Now when this army had encamped themselves, Incredulity, in the name of Diabolus, in his own name, and in the name of the blood men, and the rest that were with him, sent a summons as hot as a red-hot iron to Mansoul to yield to their demands. They threatened to immediately burn down Mansoul with fire if they continued to resist them. For you must know that, as for the blood men, they were not interested in Mansoul's surrender, since it was their intention that Mansoul should be destroyed and cut off out of the land of the living. True, they sent to them a summons to surrender, but should they so do, it would not stench or quench the thirst of these men. They must have blood, the blood of Mansoul, else they die. It is from tactics like these from where they get their name. Therefore, when all his other means proved ineffectual, Diabolus reserved these blood men as his last and sure card to be played against the town of Mansoul. Now, when the townsmen received this red-hot summons, it immediately birthed in them some changing and interchanging thoughts. In less than half an hour, however, they jointly agreed to carry the summons to the prince, which they did after they had written at the bottom of it, "Lord, save Mansoul from bloody men." So he took it, looked upon it, and considered it. He also took notice of that short petition the men of Mansoul had written at the bottom of it. He called the noble captain Credence and bid him to take Captain Patience with him to go and take care of that side of Mansoul, which was besieged by the blood men. So they did as they were commanded. Captain Credence took Captain Patience, and they both secured the side of Mansoul that was besieged by the blood men. Then he commanded that Captain Goodhope, Captain Charity, and my Lord Wilbywill should take charge of the other side of town. "And I," said the prince, "will be continued."
Dun, dun, dun.